continue our journey through the Hebrew Scriptures this fall, we have now taken our leave of the first five books of the Bible known as the Torah. And today we begin a few weeks that we will spend in what are called the historical books. And we have still to look forward to time in the prophets. So in our reading this morning, we meet Hannah. She is one of Elkanah's two wives. His other wife, Peninna, has several children, but Hannah remains childless. We meet her as she weeps and prays in the temple. Now, before I get too far today, I need to tell you how much I struggled with this reading this week. Because while the story of Hannah giving birth to the child Samuel is a nice story, I worry that it leads us into dangerous territory. First of all, I think it's dangerous to think that if you pray hard enough, that God will grant you every desire of your heart. Let's be clear. God is not Santa Claus. While many of us perhaps can recount stories where we believe that our prayers were answered, I do not believe for one moment that people who suffer things like infertility and illness don't pray hard enough. Suffering loss or illness or whatever burden it is that you might be carrying, it does not mean that you have displeased God. I understand that a lot of things in the Hebrew Bible, and this story in particular, kind of point to that thinking. But it simply does not hold true to what Jesus taught, that Jesus is drawn to those who suffer, and that Jesus suffers with them. Even though he performs miracles, Jesus doesn't make everyone's wishes come true. They still live very human lives filled with joy and pain, laughter and grief. Secondly, and this kind of follows the previous thinking, but I feel like I need to name out loud that the idea that if someone suffers, they've displeased God, and that if someone does well, it is because God is blessing them, that is blatantly false. Again, it's not hard to see where people get this line of thinking from, but it really just doesn't line up with the teaching and the life of Christ. If only bad people suffer, then why did Jesus end up on a cross? Indeed, the truth is that suffering is a human affliction. If you're human, you will likely encounter it at some point. This human affliction is one that our God decided to try on for himself, so that he would be able to fully understand us and be able to love us even more completely. Thinking that good equals blessings and bad equals sinful just does not line up with the God that I know and experience in my life. So now, with those things out of the way, let us consider this woman named Hannah. This story is about a childless woman who lived in a time where a child meant that you were worth something. It secured your place in a household. It quite often secured the love of your husband. And it meant, quite frankly, that you had a retirement plan. You could easily argue that Hannah was begging God for security as much as she was begging for a baby. Hannah was seeking to be productive to be able to produce in a way that would make her a valuable person. So I found myself this week pondering the idea of productivity. So let me explain a bit. I feel pretty strongly that raising my children is some of, if not the most important work that I do. I also believe that I live out my call as a child of God and as a disciple by being a pastor. Even though I often feel like I could be doing more to be better at both of those things, I believe that I give a good amount of my time and energy into productively using the gifts that I have been given to the glory of God. But each of you have been given gifts too. And you have things that you feel passionate about. Frederick Buchner said that the place God calls you to is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. This is where you are called to be productive. This is where you are called to live and to work. So I would like you to take a moment and to think about where your passion is. What are you passionate about? Is it children? Is it those who are cast aside? Refugees or elderly people? Or perhaps it's with animals or creation? So if you think about the thing that you feel passionate about, then consider, what is the greatest need there? Again, I'm going to read you Buchner's quote. The place God calls you to is the place where your deep gladness, I'm calling it your passion, and the world's deep hunger meet. So what then is your call? I have a few more questions. With that place where God calls you in mind, consider what makes you productive. When does that thrive? In what ways do you struggle with being productive? And in what ways do you wish that you could see the fruits of your labor more clearly or abundantly? Now, these are big questions, lifelong questions, so we could spend a great deal of time thinking about them and discussing them and considering them and praying about them, and certainly more time than we have here, but I would invite you to take those questions home and to consider them, perhaps even come up with some kind of strategy to help you live into your call in a better way. And here is where we keep coming back to the same God that we have been encountering week after week in the midst of the Hebrew scriptures with Abraham and Joseph and Moses. God takes what is, the good, the bad, even the ugly, and makes good come out of it. Right? God can take a boy who's sold into slavery and allow for that same family to be fed years later out of the hand of the brother they just could not stand to be around anymore. And out of a barren woman, Hannah, comes a son who turns into a prophet of God and a judge for the people of Israel. And in that same way, God can use you. With your gifts and your faults and your fears and your hopes and your passion. God can and will use you to expand and grow the kingdom of God here on earth today. In the end, you can trust God, not to be like Santa, but you can trust God to use you and the gifts that you've been given for the building up of the body of Christ and the world. And you don't have to do it alone. You're able to join hands with your sisters and brothers in Christ who are here with you. And we all can work together. Hannah prays to God for a baby. She prays for security. She prays that God might help her to produce. And God does help Hannah. And God helps us too. I pray that we are receptive, that we receive God's guidance, to hear our call, to be bold enough to discover where it is we are called, and to go there. Amen.